Welcome back to the Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host, and part of the e-learning team here at eMoney. I'm really excited to introduce you to today's guest, Ben Cruikshank, president of Flourish and an analytical fintech leader in our industry. Flourish is a financial technology company that works closely with advisors to deliver RIA-centric solutions for their clients. eMoney recently launched a new and exciting integration with Flourish, which you'll get to learn all about in today's episode. Ben has a ton to share, from all that Flourish has to offer, to the basics of how to get started, and to the value that using Flourish and eMoney can bring to both your business and your clients. Please be advised that this podcast contains purely educational information, and nothing discussed may be construed as legal, tax, or financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor for any financial investment or money management questions. All views or opinions represented in this podcast are solely the opinion of the speaker and do not represent those of eMoney Advisor LLC or any of its affiliates. Hey, Ben, thank you so much for joining eMoney's Knowledge Base podcast today. I'm really excited to have you on and for us to share more about the Flourish integration with our users. Before we dive into the integration itself, can you start by telling our listeners who you are and a little bit about the Flourish product offerings?
Sure. And to start by saying thank you so much for having me here today. And thank you for any advisor in real time or months or years down the line who decides to take a listen. My name is Ben Cruikshank, and I am president here at Flourish, where I really oversee all of our client-facing activities from sales to relationship management to support. We'll spend a little bit more time talking about what Flourish is a little bit later on, but we'll start by saying we're a 90-person financial technology company. We're also wholly owned by MassMutual, which may be relevant a little later on because we're going to be talking quite a lot about cash and cash management and, you know, knowing that Flourish is backed by one of the largest and most stable financial institutions in America is often very important to a number of the advisors we work with. We work with about 850 RIAs and have about $6 billion in assets under custody today across two different product lines, which I'll address very directly at the start of this podcast. The product we're most well known for is called Flourish Cash. To give a sense of what Flourish Cash is and how it operates, I'd actually take a step back and say that most advisors have historically largely ignored the cash that clients have sitting in checking and savings accounts. And that's not to say it's not, integrated into eMoney at times and part of the financial plan. It absolutely is. But it is not a really, or too often, it is not a core part of the advisory relationship that cash is really held so far away from advisors that they both can't help their clients come to the best decision or execute on the financial plan or the advice. Too often you have clients who wind up with cash sitting in accounts earning virtually nothing away from their advisor, where the advisor can't really help and struggles to bridge the gap between the financial plan and the advice that I'm giving and then actually making sure clients are checking the boxes and doing the right things within their checking and savings accounts to earn more and make sure their money is working hard for them. And so what Flourish Cash is it's really a tool designed to help clients with the cash that would otherwise be sitting in checking and savings accounts, and specifically excess cash or held away cash. This is going to be your emergency fund, your sleep at night money, or saving for a short-term liability or a house purchase or something like that. So excess cash that clients often have sitting in checking and savings accounts. For end clients, Flourish Cash is a high yield cash management solution that looks quite a lot like an online high interest savings account, although it is not that. From an end client perspective, they earn a very competitive rate, which today as of September 2024 is 5% APY. They receive millions of dollars of FDIC insurance coverage through a network of underlying program banks that we work with, because Flourish Cash actually behind the scenes is a cash sweep program run through a FINRA member broker dealer where we're sweeping cash across 20 or more different program banks. And it's just darn easy to use. It looks beautiful, minutes to sign up, easy to open an account, easy to get started. So again, from an end client perspective, think of this as a solution for their excess cash, competitive rate, high levels of FDIC insurance, really easy to use. Now, from the advisor perspective, it's a little bit more than that. The advisors get to get visibility into their clients' cash holdings. They can invite their existing clients and their prospects. They can brand the entire solution with their logo. They can integrate the cash balances into solutions like eMoney or Orion or InvestNet or Black Diamond. It's really designed to take that held away cash and bring it into the center of the RIA or the advisor's orbit so that they really stand at the center of the relationship. So again, Flourish Cash, what we're best well known for, work with about 850 firms, manage about $6 billion through that product, have helped end clients earn hundreds of millions of dollars of interest through the program.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with our listeners. So many things to touch on within what you just shared. I love that you talked about it being efficient. We talk about how can we make business and the planning process more efficient for our advisors, right? That idea of working smarter, not harder, and really just making the planning experience as simple and as efficient for them, but also maintaining the effectiveness for their clients. So it sounds like Flourish really also focuses on that as well, which is awesome. It also sounds like you have very different product offerings. How are those connected and what is the vision for Flourish?
Yeah, absolutely. Our vision at Flourish is to help advisors grow their firms by delivering innovative, delightful, advisor-centric products for every aspect of their clients' financial lives. So to unpack that a little bit, what we see is that advisors today are extremely good at holistic advice using tools like eMoney. I can really help advise on every aspect of my clients' financial lives. But when it comes to execution or implementation, there's still huge parts of end client financial lives that the advisor is giving the advice, but maybe struggles to help the client actually click the right buttons or, you know, check the right boxes, fill out the paperwork, whatever it might be, because of a lack of advisor-centric tools. And specifically, I will highlight basically everything in the world of banking and everything in the world of insurance. Extremely important parts of your end client's financial lives, but where RIAs are often really limited in what they can do to help out. And so our vision here is to help advisors move from what I'd call holistic advice to holistic implementation, bringing products in the world of banking and insurance into the advisor toolkit so that you can move from an incredible financial plan created through eMoney and in consultation with the client down to helping them with something like the excess cash they have sitting in savings accounts, enter Flourish Cash, or, you know, an insurance solution, enter Flourish Annuities. And over time, we're going to continue to roll out additional banking and insurance solutions to really make sure that advisors can help with every single aspect of their clients' financial lives.
I love to hear about the holistic implementation side of things because it is, and you mentioned earlier, just how many different tools Flourish can work with. And that goes into the holistic implementation part as well. It is not just a one-stop shop for these advisors. They are using so many fintech tools and really trying to make sure that their business is well-rounded. So I love hearing how you guys are supporting that for advisors. Obviously, you and I are here talking today because we just rolled out a new integration. So I'm very excited to share a little bit more about this particularly with our listeners. Can you talk about what the integration is and what it does?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're incredibly excited about this new integration with eMoney because in some ways it encapsulates almost better than anything we've ever done in our company's history, this idea of moving from that advice straight through to implementation through the help of an incredible company like eMoney. So let me just set the stage again. Flourish Cash today, help a client earn a really competitive rate, FDIC insured through our program banks, easy to use. But one of the core issues with the product, if you can call it that, is it doesn't live within all of the advisor's existing workflows and tools. And, you know, we've done a great job, as I mentioned at the start, of building out relationships with, you know, eMoney and other financial planning tools I won't name here, as well as your Orions and your InvestNets and Salesforce and Redtail and Wealthbox, really try to put our products all across the financial advisor workflows and ecosystems. But still, it's a step. You know, the advisor needs to think, hey, is Flourish right for this end client before I move forward? And what this new integration does is it really deeply embeds Flourish's capabilities within eMoney in a way that so directly allows advisors to represent increased value to their clients, send out an integration on the fly. And so I'll describe it in a couple of different ways. The first and most prominent place this integration is going to show up is right there within eMoney's Decision Center, where eMoney advisors are going to see a new optimizer, a new toggle switch in the bottom left of their screen, where advisors can click that button within an actual planning live meeting with a client and show them the impact of them moving their low yielding cash that's already linked into eMoney over to earning a competitive rate through a solution like Flourish. So maybe that client is earning, you know, zero today, and all of a sudden they're going to be earning 5% through Flourish or comparable, you know, type of solution. Advisors using eMoneys can now toggle that optimizer on and off and visually show clients, hey, here's what that means in terms of dollar and cents for you today into the success and likelihood of your financial plan over the next 10, 20, 30, 50 years. So right there within Decision Center, advisors can visualize how reallocating low yielding cash is going to help them achieve their financial plan. And then even better, it doesn't just end with that analysis. The advisor can actually click one or two more buttons directly on Decision Center and send an invite to that end client to Flourish. And so that's just this core example of moving from advice into implementation, where using eMoney, you know, as an advisor, I can directly show my client that value that would be realized, click a button, they've got a Flourish invite 30 seconds later, and they can go ahead and begin to actually realize that vision. So advice down to implementation, I think a really unique and novel integration for both eMoney and Flourish. That's the most prominent place it's going to show up. But there's a second place this integration will show up, which is as a new view within advisor analytics within eMoney, where instead of looking at a single client within Decision Center, maybe an advisor wants to look across his or her entire book of clients and figure out where they're the biggest opportunities. And so there's a new set of reporting within that eMoney's Advisor Analytics Center, where an advisor can look across the entire book, see which clients have the most held away cash, you know, cash linked in from often low yielding checking and savings accounts, and then can systematically go through their entire book, click, 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 send out invitations to Flourish as appropriate. With all of this, advisors are able to pre-fill in, you know, the information going into a Flourish invitation with data that is stored within eMoney. So it's not even, you know, just click a button and then launch over to our site through SSO or something like that. Actually, all within eMoney, advisors are able to pre-fill entire client applications right then and there using data already stored within eMoney. So really powerful integration, both Decision Center and within analytics, helping advisors bridge that gap between the great plan I've put together through the financial planning tool in eMoney, and then actually implementing part of that plan. Let's reallocate some of that low yielding cash to a solution that's going to help you earn considerably more and is also deeply integrated within the advisor ecosystem.
Really helpful. And I couldn't agree more. I think it's going to be such an impactful integration for advisors to be using with and for their clients. So I already feel confident that they're leaving this episode with some great information on it. Now that they know what it does and really what it is, I want to tell them how to use it. So to give our eMoney users a little insight into the integration itself, within eMoney, it's going to be accessible on the integrations tab, where then they'll see the Flourish tile. So if you click into that tile, you have the option to turn on the integration and then register for Flourish. But for the advisor who hasn't registered with Flourish yet, what does that registration and onboarding process typically look like for them, Ben?
Yeah, and actually the first point I'd clarify, if you're an advisor who is already set up with Flourish, you already use it across your firm, you can actually go ahead and enable this entire integration completely self-serve. You can also find links and guides directly through that page. Again, existing Flourish and eMoney user, you can self-serve this entire thing, get it up and running, and immediately get into Decision Center or analytics and start sending invites. For advisors who don't have a relationship with Flourish, you first have to establish a relationship with Flourish. The good news is this is incredibly simple, fast and simple. There's no formal contract. There's no financials between us. We have firms who go live in hours to days. And really, we're looking to craft our onboarding process around you and your needs. So if you are a small firm or solo advisor, you see this integration with eMoney and really you just want to get out there and send a couple of invites, we're going to have you live often in a matter of hours so you can log back into eMoney with all the resources you need to start inviting. If you're at a larger or more complicated firm, we're going to reach out and also have our relationship management team craft a firm rollout and training process for your firm that works for you. Because often what we see is single advisor gets excited about the integration, maybe even use it for a few clients and says, this is really cool. I want to bring this back to my $5 billion firm or the 50 other advisors, 20 other advisors I work with. And there we're really experienced across the 850 firms we work with around making sure we're engaging with you in a way that's going to train your advisors, enable all the integrations you need, and make sure you're maximally successful with the system.
You said that it really focuses on you and your needs, which I think speaks to the customization of it, which is a great part of what eMoney offers. And it sounds like Flourish offers advisors as well. How do you feel partnering with eMoney provides greater support for our mutual advisors?
Hopefully about as directly as it can happen in the advisory industry. You know, a huge percentage of our deposits today come from banks that are earning effectively zero. You know, you have clients even today in 2024 when rates are plus or minus 5%, huge percentage of our deposits are coming from money center banks earning zero or 0.01% or something like that. And so thinking about the advisors that we both work with, it's helping them find these types of opportunities, not have to jump outside of their existing workflows or tools or learn too many brand new systems, but about as simple as, about as much, you know, direct value as you can imagine. If you as an advisor can have a conversation with a client and say, hey, I see you've got $200,000 sitting in big money center bank earning zero, click a button and you're going to be earning 5% or whatever the rate is today at the day you listen to this podcast, that can be thousands or tens of thousands of dollars of interest earned. So that's direct value to the end client. But we're a system that's entirely, you know, platform entirely focused on the success of advisors. And for you, I'd say, what an incredible way to offer more value to your clients with barely any operational overhead or new systems or complicated trading strategies, whatever it might be. I had a conversation. I visualized it with an eMoney. I clicked a button and all of a sudden I'm a hero just helping my client earn $10,000 a year of interest income. We also see a lot of advisors using the system with next generation clients. You know, maybe the grown children of their existing clients. Maybe you've done a single financial plan with them within eMoney. Maybe this is a great way to say, hey, and by the way, I saw you've got a little too much cash sitting in checking and savings accounts, earning nothing. Let me help you earn more. So delivering value to existing clients, delivering value to more prospective clients, which might be next gen, might be business owners, might be, you know, clients you've never gotten over the finish line overall. And then the final piece I'd say is, all of the money that we are helping advisors with, virtually all of it is coming to us from banks. And what I mean by that is, in some ways, you can look at Flourish Cash as a bit of an asset gathering tool or a bit of a share of wallet increasing tool away from banks and to advisors. And so the third and what I'd underscore kind of final point, in addition to just creating value for advisors, maybe helping in some of their prospect efforts, but increase your own share of wallet. Increase your own importance as your client's in, you know, overall most important financial relationship. Help pull money away from a bank that's not treating them well, earning them nothing, probably cross-selling them a 101 credit cards or their own advisory services. Centralize even more with you. And maybe over time, some of that money finds its way back in a fee-earning portfolio over at your custodian at a Schwab or Fidelity or Pershing. All being possible through giving the right advice, giving the right guidance, going through to implementation and helping clients get to a better tomorrow. So ultimately delivering value is where it's all about for our advisors, but recognizing that's direct end client value, that might be prospecting, that might be increasing share of wallet. There's a lot of different ways to look at that.
That is so great to hear. I love that you even talked a little bit about not only like what is Flourish and what is eMoney and that relationship, what is the value in that for advisors, but how is that helping advisors bring more value to their clients? Because of course, that is the goal of so many of the advisors that we work with, and that is their overall mission and vision is how can I bring value to a client and to his or her financial life? So for that end client who is using Flourish, can they use Flourish for their personal finances as well as their business finances if they're a business owner? Because I know that that can be a tricky situation to kind of figure out the balance between the two, and the management might look a little bit different. So are they able to use Flourish for both of those things?
Yeah, absolutely. We support a wide range of account types. That's going to be individual and joint accounts, revocable trust accounts. Those are all under personal registrations, as well as all manner of business accounts. So LLCs, partnerships, corporations, nonprofits, you name it. And this is another use case we hear about all of the time from our advisors. They say, hey, my client's a business owner, and I don't technically advise on the business assets, but it's an incredibly important part of their financial life, and I would really love the opportunity to add a little value here. And so through Flourish, the advisor can just send a single invite to the client, and then that client can set up maybe a joint account for, you know, the household, as well as a business account for the business that is so important to them. So the advisor has really added value without an awful lot of work. I'd also underscore something I said earlier about the prospecting angle. Quite a number of our advisors think about business accounts from a prospecting perspective. Let's take a scenario. Let's say I'm your advisor and you're on the board of a nonprofit, but I only do your personal wealth. Well, some of our advisors say, hey, Kate, I would love to also invite the nonprofit to Flourish, but before I do so, I'd just love to show up at your next meeting of, you know, board members or trustees, whatever it might be, so I can explain how the product works, how the solution works. And from there, I might just have gained myself an audience to a network of additional high net worth individuals who might be a great fit for advisory services. And so a lot of our advisors think about that. How can I both add value to the businesses and nonprofits that my clients are involved with? And can I use that as a way to leapfrog into expanding my own network, adding value, driving prospecting, ultimately with a mind towards getting exposure to more and more, you know, affluent clients who are organically in the networks of my clients themselves. So really see a lot of application, both that very direct client value add, as well as that prospecting angle with business accounts.
That's awesome that they're able to use it for something beyond just their personal finances, and that they're able to implement it into their business, since I'm sure for those business owners, that is a big focus. Another one of the big focuses that we hear and big concerns that we hear is, of course, the security of data and personal information for both us and for our advisors. So what type of security does Flourish guarantee?
I'll answer this question in two different sections, but I'm going to start by saying when it comes to clients' cash, security has always been quite literally our number one priority, because you know, a business like ours, cash is so foundational. Trust is so important. It was a non-starter to be cavalier with client data or risk losing a dollar of client assets. So from day one, we built with security in mind. A few different things I would highlight here, although I would certainly say we work with 850 firms. We've probably seen every imaginable due diligence question under the sun you can receive, from whether from a solo advisor all the way up to a $50 billion national player. And so I'll give a little bit of high level color, but please keep in mind, happy to go very, very deep when it comes to cybersecurity due diligence. It is something we do virtually, you know, all day, every day. Couple of highlights. First of all, I'll point out Flourish Cash is offered by Flourish Financial LLC, which is a FINRA member broker dealer. You can find our broker check page. We're in, you know, clean bill of health, approved in all states and territories back through our inception. And as a FINRA member broker dealer, I just first point out we are operating under quite a robust regulatory ecosystem. And just like any broker dealer, whether you use Schwab or Fidelity Pershing or someone else, just know that that comes with quite a range of required audits and internal controls and approvals and things of that sort. So we're operating in a highly regulated environment and have always made sure to, you know, fulfill those regulatory requirements. We also, second point I'd highlight, you know, here is we have our SOC 2 Type 2 audit, which is widely considered one of the most comprehensive and highest independent standards you can operate within from a controls and cybersecurity perspective. not all fintechs out there have their SOC 2 Type 2. For us, that was an absolute important requirement to work towards and operate within, so that you can be ensured, you know, rest assured that what is today a Big Four auditor is sniffing around our policies and controls and books and records and procedures and making sure we are designing systems intelligently to safeguard client cash and ultimately data, and as critical there. So FINRA member, highly regulated, and everything that entails, SOC 2 Type 2. We do an awful lot on end client security, and I won't go into all of the details, but things like requiring multi-factor authentication, that's not optional, that was required from day one, enforcing strong passwords, having all kinds of logical systems built around, you know, step-up authentication and security holds on new accounts being linked, things like that. Could, again, go wildly into the details, but often what I would stress when it comes to security, the biggest risk is actually end clients to themselves. And so we take a very proactive role in making sure we are always operating at the cutting edge when it comes to security and pushing as much of that as we can to our end clients, often through ways that are just very automated and built into the system. The very final thing I want to cover here kind of actually gets back to Flourish Cash as a program itself. So forget the data side of it for a second, and really comes back to FDIC insurance coverage. Since the FDIC was, you know, introduced in, I believe it was 1939, no depositor has ever lost a single penny of FDIC insured deposits. Like, this is a government entity that really works and a regime that really, really works. The way that Flourish Cash works behind the scenes is clients deposit money with us, and then we deposit their money immediately at a network of underlying program banks that we have relationships with, which is about 25 different banks today. And so what that means, if you're a depositor who, let's say, has $1 million in cash, which, you know, not necessarily, you know, we have plenty of clients with $2,000, plenty of clients with $2 million or $10 million in cash. It really ranges. So not every advisor is going to play in this segment. But I'm an end client with $1 million in cash. Within a typical checking or savings account, only $250,000 of that is going to be FDIC insured. And so what the Flourish program can effectively do is spread that cash across a network of underlying program banks. So a client deposits $1 million with us, and we can spread out their deposits, 250, 250, 250, 250, to keep the client's entire balance FDIC insured. And while that's not on the data side, that is certainly on the dollar and security side. And because we work with 25 banks, today we can offer $5 million of FDIC insurance coverage for an individual account, $10 million of FDIC insurance coverage for a joint account. If you've got a two-person household, so let's say my wife and I both have individual accounts and a joint account, you can start to stack coverage. So up to $20 million FDIC insured there, as well as $5 million FDIC insured for business accounts. And so to really underscore that point, we have a special strength or niche with often very high net worth individuals or just regular folks who've got a big inheritance or windfall or sold a big business or sitting on millions of dollars of cash, want to make sure as much of it is FDIC insured as possible, spreading those deposits out and just knowing that there's this entire network of banks underlying it is an incredible, you know, one of our incredible benefits to the advisors and end clients we work with, was especially reinforced back in 2023 when there was so much banking instability, banks were failing, and a lot of advisors were thinking, hey, how do I keep helping my clients earn a competitive rate? But I don't want them taking risk here. Like, I want to make sure their money is FDIC insured. I want to make sure it's secure and it's stable. And being able to spread those deposits across that huge network of underlying program banks is a core way that we accomplish it. So I know I covered a couple different topics here, but just to re-underscore, security is just so important to us. And it is everything from data to dollars to end client behavior. We are happy to spend as much time as this as you like with our advisors. And it's something we really, really pride ourselves on for taking seriously, because trust is at the center of everything we do.
Interrupting this podcast episode for just a brief moment, and I promise you it's for good reason. I couldn't wait to tell you about our upcoming eMoney Advisor Summit. Personalized one-on-one consultations, a ton of breakout sessions to choose from. You not only get to learn more about the eMoney platform, but you get to hear from key leaders in the fintech industry and connect with other eMoney users. My 60 seconds here just barely scratches the surface, so to learn more, head over to emoneyadvisor.com/summit. That's emoneyadvisor.com/SUMMIT. And we're offering our podcast listeners a little discount. Use POD BETTER 25 at checkout. That's POD BETTER 25. We can't wait to see you at Summit this October. Same thing with e-money. Security is, of course, the utmost concern. And so it is no surprise to hear that it is a top concern for Flourish as well. And just ensuring that both the advisor's information and the client information is extremely secure. For those advisors to view the Flourish account details in eMoney, they need to request the data feed integration. And I know we talked a little bit about like the integration kind of process earlier in our conversation, but I do want to revisit this. So they need to request the data feed integration by reaching out to Flourish. Can you share some more information on this step with our advisors?
Sure. And actually to clarify a really important point here, we actually now have two totally different integrations with eMoney. And for most firms, they may want to consider both of them independently and actually sign up for both because they do completely different things. So to make that a little bit more, colorful, the first integration we have has existed since, I believe it was 2019. This is a more standard data feed integration with eMoney where Flourish balances make their way back into eMoney Advisor automatically through an advisor connection. And so for this integration, our advisors just need to email integrations@flourish.com. We will enable the integration, give them the steps, give them the guide. But I would really underscore, this is an advisor-driven integration. Clients don't have to do anything. They just effectively go into eMoney, search within the Flourish feed, add specific accounts or users or profiles, and then that data is automatically kept up to date via direct integration from Flourish to eMoney. So integration number one, we've had it for 5 years now, automatically making Flourish data available within eMoney, which ultimately was so core to be able to support that years ago. I believe we have about 200 firms using that integration with billions of dollars flowing through it. So it is very well used, well-worn, well-trusted. So that's integration number one, data feed connection. Integration number two is this new invite experience that I've been describing. So that's within eMoney Advisor, being able to invite clients to Flourish directly from Decision Center or from Advisor Analytics. And so this one is focused, it's not a data connection at all. It's really focused on helping advisors surface opportunities within eMoney, but more focused on that client's, like their existing checking and savings accounts, the money they already have outside of the system, forget what's in Flourish, that ability to sit down with a client and say, hey, I see you've got $300,000 sitting in Chase earning zero. Let's take a look together at what impact it would have on your financial plan if we could help you earn considerably more, a competitive rate. And then knowing it's a couple of clicks from that Decision Center conversation all the way through to that client has a Flourish Cash account. They've been invited, they're up and running. So integration number one, this data connection. Integration number two, invitation integration from Decision Centers, from Advisor Analytics. That one you're going to be able to find directly within the eMoney platform. I'd say if this felt confusing at all, please just email us at integrations@flourish.com or go to flourish.com in general. You can find our contact page, but integrations@flourish.com. You might also be interested in our integration with CRM tools like Wealthbox, Redtail. You might be interested in our portfolio reporting integrations like Orion and InvestNet. We're happy to walk you through any and all of them to make sure however you're set up, it fits best for your firm and how you run.
Thank you so much for clarifying that for our users. With that, they may have some questions on the maintenance experience that some of these integrations entail. So I do want to clarify that. What type of maintenance does the integration require for both the advisor and the client? And then I guess a follow-up to that would be these financial plans that advisors are working with, there are constantly updates that are occurring within the plan. So if the financial plan does shift, are there certain steps that they should be taking just to ensure that accurate data is consistently being reflected?
So the good news here is that both of these integrations are direct integrations between Flourish and eMoney. And so from a maintenance perspective, I mean, I can't say it's literally zero, but it is close to zero because we have just direct integrations, direct connection between our companies. You're never worrying about a circumstance where the client changed their password on their bank account and the data feed connection broke. that just doesn't exist within our system. And so from a maintenance perspective, I mean, pretty close to none. It's just a matter of connecting clients' Flourish accounts and e-money profiles, but that's going to be a one-time process per household just to link up, hey, Flourish account 1234 for user ID 1234 corresponds to e-money household 1234, right? It's that very basic process of matching the Flourish accounts with the e-money accounts. And then the data just flows back and forth automatically and kind of just works. So very, very, very low maintenance required by advisors, verging on none other than pairing new clients as they open Flourish cash accounts, making sure that information is reflected over in e-money. And I should stress under that, zero client activity, like nothing required by clients to maintain it. This is entirely advisor-driven connections and integrations. That one was describing the data connection. The invite integration is even simpler, zero required, because really it's just a matter of seeing clients who've got low yielding cash, clicking a button, inviting them to Flourish when it makes sense to do so. So really shouldn't be any maintenance work required there. I'd say the second part of your question, recognize that even with any money, if I go in and I see, Kate, you've got a little too much money sitting in low yielding cash, why don't we move some of it over to Flourish? I'm going to click a button and invite you. Well, people's lives are complicated and change, and that doesn't mean they're going to use Flourish for every dollar going forward. And so I'd say the maintenance component, if you will, is maybe at the next financial planning meeting, going back into that exact same, you know, type of report and seeing, did the money actually wind up in Flourish? Did the client get to the end of the finish line there? Maybe it's looking a year or two or 3 years later, and you might find some clients have sort of accidentally, unthinkingly, you know, sleptwalked their way into having too much cash once again in checking and savings accounts. And so now there's once again an opportunity to move some of that over into Flourish or into your account to your custodian, because you can now represent everything and say, hey, you're actually holding the right amount of cash. So I think that that second point you made is so important. Financial plans change, people's lives change. And so I will not say there's no maintenance required. If anything, this is the beauty of financial planning, is that ability to go back in next week, next month, next year, look at things with fresh eyes and say, hey, there might be more opportunities for us to work towards your financial plan, or, you know, the retirement of your dreams, or the perfect outcome. That's always going to be a work in progress, and e-money and Flourish are facilitating that, but it's ultimately up to you and the client to have the right conversation to move things forward.
That little to no maintenance is music to advisors' ears right now. I am so confident in that. And it really speaks to the efficiency component that we talked about earlier together. I just think that creating business processes that are efficient but still maintain their effectiveness for both advisors and clients is so key. Thank you so much, Ben. Before we go, I really want to leave users feeling super inspired to get in there and to dive right in into all that the eMoney and Flourish integration has to offer. So what's one thing that you want advisors to gain from utilizing the integration in their business?
I'd start maybe a little more thematically with a statement. Every single one of your clients holds cash. And far too often, advisors are laser focused on the portfolio, the money sitting at Schwab, the money sitting at Fidelity, the money sitting at Pershing. And that's incredibly important. But recognize your clients have cash sitting outside of your orbit, which can be an opportunity to help, could be an opportunity for a competitor to get their hooks into a client, or just too often is an opportunity, you know, a missed opportunity where the client just has money that's not working hard for them. And so for advisors, I think start with that underlying framing. Every single client has cash, and basically every single client is probably happy to earn a little bit more, whether they've got $2,000 or $200,000 or $2 million sitting in cash. This is a conversation that is applicable to virtually everyone. Whether, you know, that's forgetting whether Flourish is the right system or not. I would just encourage advisors to think about cash as an incredibly, just one more incredibly important part of your business, because it's an incredibly important part of your clients' financial lives. And so to move beyond the portfolio and to make it so regular to check in, how much cash are you holding? Why are you holding that much cash? Like, what are your goals? And hey, what rate are you earning? Is it low yielding? If so, maybe we can help. And so starting with that underlying framing, it's not just the clients who hold a lot of cash, the ones who have already linked it into eMoney. I mean, those are great places to start, but make it systematically part of your business to think through your existing book, think through your prospects, think through your new clients, recognize that everyone has cash and there's an opportunity there to have deeper conversations and deliver more value to your clients. And then know through tools like Flourish, through this new, you know, through tools like eMoney, certainly with existing integration capabilities, and then through this new integration, we're making it easier than ever to put you at the center of that conversation. Visualize with your client in the room, here's the impact this is going to have on your life. If we move that cash from a low yielding account over to Flourish, like recognize opportunities in real time embedded in your existing workflows and move from that advice, that planning driven advice to that implementation is going to have benefits to your business across both deliver more value for your existing clients. You know, that might be a literal conversation of, hey, we helped you move money from an account earning 0 to 5%. Like that might pay for your vacation this year. Like there's no better conversation as an advisor than that. But also going beyond and thinking, hey, how is this going to help me connect with next gen clients? How is this going to help me connect with business owners, nonprofits? How is this going to help me drive prospecting efforts? I think too often advisors have ignored it, ignored held away cash, and didn't really have the right tools to address it. And now with this new integration and tools like Flourish and eMoney, really think of it as an opportunity to really broaden the services you're bringing to your clients, but in a way that puts you at the center. So hopefully that's a helpful takeaway, and we'd encourage people, try this out yourself. Sign up for Flourish, visualize it with eMoney, put $100 in an account, kick the tires, make sure it feels right for you before you bring it to clients. But once you've done that, reach out to us and we're happy to help you scale this across your practice.
Great tips, great insight, and super helpful takeaways for our advisors. Thank you so much, Ben. I loved having you on the podcast today and getting to talk to you a little bit more about Flourish, about the integrations, hearing more about Flourish's vision for advisors and clients, and really how you help support advisors bring value to their clients. Because again, that's the end goal. So thank you so much. It was great to have you on.
Wonderful. Thank you so much as well. And for anybody who made it to the end, really appreciate your time and your interest. You can certainly learn more about us through eMoney, through the new integrations page. You can also head right to flourish.com, reach out, ask questions, learn more. We'd be delighted to help.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast with guest and president of Flourish, Ben Cruikshank. I know you're ready to dive right into using Flourish in eMoney, but if you have any questions related to anything covered on the podcast, be sure to send us an email. You can find us over at knowledgebasedcontent@emoneyadvisor.com. And don't forget to register for our upcoming summit and use PodBetter25 at checkout. We'll catch you on another podcast episode soon.